Loving, a photographic history of men in love, 1850s-1950s, is a recently released book by Hugh Nini and Neil Treadwell. The authors have been collecting hundreds of photographs from men in love before gay relationships were legal. Today, they're on Gender Talks, sharing their journey.
Which means you strike a woman, you strike a rock. And that's what I grew up with.
Nothing can stop me in this mission, in this campaign education.
You're listening to Gender Talks. Hugh, Neil, welcome. I hope to find you well.
Thank you.
So, Neil, how did this begin?
It started about 20 years ago. We were going to brunch, then we decided to go to an antique store and just milling around, and we found a box of photographs. And as I was digging through them, there was one that stood out. It was two guys that were in a loving embrace. And you know, we had never seen anything like this. And when we looked at the photograph, it looked like it was us. We were looking back at us and we got to have this. We want to, you know, keep it. And so we put it at the bottom of the stack of the photos that were together, took it up, bought it, and took it home. That was our first photograph. We never thought we would ever find another one. And it wasn't until about 6 months later that we did find the second photograph. But it was just something that was very special to us because, you know, we had our relationship, and here we're seeing a photograph from 1920s that resembled our relationship.
How many portraits do you have in your collection?
We're now over 3,000.
And how many photographs are available on your book, Loving?
I think the book has 327 in it, is the last count we heard. But I haven't gone through and counted, you know. I think it's 327.
Did these photographs come with any written message?
Some did. Sometimes the subjects would put their names on the backs of the photos, sometimes on the front of the photos. Sometimes there's a date, sometimes there's a place, sometimes there's a names, date, and a place, which is really nice. But I would say probably no more than 10% of the photographs have any identifiers on them. That being said, when the book launched just 10 days ago, we got an email from a professor in Vienna, and he identified two of the subjects in one of our big photos. It's a double page on 210 to 11 in the book as a famous British poet, Rupert Brooke, and a famous British artist, Duncan Grant. And we Googled the images, and you know, if it's not them in the photo, it's their twins. It's amazing.
Who were these men in love?
These two?
No, the men from the pictures you collect.
Everyday men from 70 years ago to 170 years ago who, you know, by luck or, you know, because they were sent to war, found one another and formed a relationship and memorialized that relationship with a photograph. And, you know, just, it was the same back then as it is now, actually.
It's farmers, working class, sailors,
soldiers,
you name it. It's just, you know, it's just
poets, men. Painters.
Not just American men.
No, the collection is global. We have a photograph from every continent on the globe except for Africa and Antarctica.
Do you have any Portuguese men in your collection?
I think we do.
We do. It's not
one.
They're not in the book because we collected that photograph after the selection was made. But yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. How can you say that these men were in love? Were there codes in the photographs?
Yes, sometimes there's codes. There are a couple of different codes that that tend to repeat over time over the 100-year period, but mostly it's just the way they look at each other. And you look young, but maybe you've been in love. And probably when you were in love, your friends could tell before you told them because there's a look on your face. And when you're with the person that you love, the way you look at each other is different than the way you look at anybody else in the world. And so that expression is found on the faces of these subjects in our book.
Did they look at each other the same way you look at Neil?
Yes, that's why we chose the first photograph. We looked at it, we thought we were looking at ourselves 80 years earlier.
who took these pictures?
We don't know. However, in some of the photographs, you do see the shadow of someone. So, and in some of the photographs, they are with friends or family. And then there's also some, we call them the first selfie, because you can see, and Hugh can talk to a little bit,
it actually, being able to take your own photograph dates to at least 1902. There was an invention called the Ferry's Shutter Tripper, and you attach it to the camera, and then you stand in front of the camera and you squeeze this ball at the end of a tube, and it takes the picture for you. So that was actually very common starting at the beginning of the 20th century. So a lot of the photographs were probably self-taken.
Is loving a vintage story?
It's a story as old as time. It's a story of yesterday, a story of today, and it's a story of tomorrow. And I think the thing about our book is that this message is coming from a really unexpected place, but everybody, you know, males, females, gay couples, straight couples, old people, young people, everybody looks at this, the book, the subjects, and what they're feeling, and they identify with it. And so the embrace of the book has been extremely broad across a lot of different factions in society, and also all over the globe at this point. And again, it's only been 10 days, so.
Congratulations, by the way. So what is the main mission of your book, Loving?
A couple. Neil and I, I think it was about maybe 7 or 8 years ago, we started to realize that we had collected something. First of all, we didn't even intend to do this in the first place. And we looked at our collection, and there's some extraordinary photographs in there. And as a you know, conglomerate, the number of photos was a lot. And we realized that it couldn't just be the two of us looking at these photographs. We felt an obligation to share this with the world, for whoever wanted to see it. We didn't know if anybody would want to see it. And so we started to form the idea of how do we show this to the world? And then the book idea came up. And I'm sorry, I forgot what your question was now.
I was asking, what is the main mission or the missions of Loving?
The main mission is to share something that we didn't expect to ever find. We didn't know it existed. And we have to assume that, you know, we're a gay couple. I mean, I've been gay all my life. He's been gay all his life. We've, you know, seen a lot, but we'd never seen anything like this before. And so the mission is to share this with the world, and hopefully they'll be inspired the way we were when we looked at the book. To believe in love, to know that it exists, to know that it's a real thing, to know that it is something that is useful and helpful and fulfilling in your life. And if you are lucky enough to find it, to work to hang on to it and nurture it.
And it's for everyone.
How does it feel to collect a forbidden precious love?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, it's, we look at the photographs, and it's an emotional connection. And I think that is something that everyone has. And we feel like that it's our duty to rescue these photos, to have them, to protect them, and hopefully, you know, not only with the book, but someday share them with the world through some type of exhibition so that everyone has the opportunity to see the real photographs as well.
I have two contradictory things that go through my head when I look at one of these photographs. I look at the photograph and I say, I know you. And then I go, who are you? I would love to know, you know, what their story was, in some cases, just what their names were. How did they meet? How long did this love last? Was it forever? Was it a short time or whatever? It's just, you know, you just die to know what the stories were. And fortunately, in one case, we know a story of the subject.
Will there be a second volume of Loving?
We hope so. And, you know, we've had some discussion. It looks like there will be. We're possibly doing Loving
the
military edition.
Yeah.
So we have probably 20% of our collection is from the military photos as far back as the Civil War, not
the
just
the American Civil War,
yes, and not just wars in the U.S., but around the world, ones that the U.S. didn't partake in.
What is the public's reaction?
It's been unbelievable, unbelievable. It we hoped that people would receive it and like it, but we didn't for a minute dream that what's been happening since, you know, October the 14th, we just didn't expect it. It's been, we get messages, emails, Instagram messages, requests and so forth from every corner of the world, people wanting to share their stories and wanting to thank us for publishing the book. And it,
and all ages. I mean, mm-hmm. I call them kids, 18, 20, 24, that are really engaged in loving the message and what they're seeing. Yeah. And from a historical value to just seeing the love there, all the way up to grandparents who have bought the book and let us know for their grandson who's getting married, for he and his fiance. And it just, you know, it brings tears to your eyes to see the acceptance and families embrace, you know, the families sharing that.
Yeah, siblings are buying it for their siblings. Parents are buying it for their children. Children are buying it for their parents. Husbands are buying it for their husband. Wives are buying it for their wives.
Straight couples for themselves.
Yeah.
A lady from Finland was texting me back and forth on Instagram.
You don't know anybody in Finland?
I said, what drew you to the book? And she said, I saw the photographs and they're so beautiful and the message of love, and my husband and I just had to have it. So.
Oh, it's so beautiful. You're being part of the change in the world.
Someone wrote that to us last night, was it?
Yes.
You're changing the world?
You're changing the world in history.
We hope so.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If someone finds a photograph of men in love, should they send it to you?
Yes, absolutely. Send it to us immediately. They won't, but they should. It's actually, it's in the last, I'd say 5 or 6 years, it's gotten really competitive. And we know that with the book, it's going to get even more so. Our collection with over 3,000 photos at this point has cost us a lot of money. And, that's fine. We feel fortunate to have been able to, you know, find these photos. But I'm pretty sure that if somebody finds a photograph like the one in our book, they're probably not going to send it to us, but we wish they would.
And they may just want to, if that gives them a bigger connection to the story, they feel like they're more a part of it. Mm-hmm. But we're happy to see anything anyone has.
Here's the note for our listeners. Hugh, Neil, thank you.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.